This is Lake Effect Weekend. From Milwaukee Public Radio, I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us. Education dominates the first part of our news roundup this week, starting with a report that MPS students have again scored lower than most of the rest of the country on standardized math and reading tests. Then most of Wisconsin's teachers' unions voted to recertify, despite the now annual requirement that they do so. And there was also news of the large racial disparity in traffic stops by the Milwaukee police. Lake Effect Weekend's regular news analyst Bruce Murphy joins us now to put it all into perspective. Good afternoon, Bruce. It's great to see you.
Good afternoon.
We start right out with Milwaukee Public Schools this week. A new report found that Milwaukee Public School students had some of the lowest math and reading scores in the nation. Now, this is obviously not good news for the district or for the rest of us.
No, not good news at all. The results were from the respected National Assessment of Educational Progress tests. And they found that MPS fourth graders outperformed their peers in reading in just three districts, Cleveland, Fresno, and Detroit. MPS eighth graders scored ahead of just one of those cities in math and two of those cities in reading.
Well, this isn't the first time that the district has done poorly on these tests, is it?
No, the results were really similar in 2009. And really, MPS has been doing poor on national scores, you know, compared to their national peers for some years.
Why? What are the theories on that?
I think what people don't understand is that when you take the Milwaukee Public School District, it's not comparable to other city districts because so many of the public school students in the city are actually going elsewhere. So you have students in choice schools, you have students in charter schools, you have them transferring to suburban schools under open enrollment, and you still have minority students transferring to suburban schools under the old Chapter 220 desegregation program. So a big chunk of city students are not represented in the Milwaukee public schools. And so what you have in MPS is a concentration of poor students and a concentration of special education students. And I think that has to have an impact on the scores.
So it's likely that we can expect that MPS scores will continue to remain at the bottom then if the demographics stay the way they are.
Well, the MPS officials aren't saying that. What they're saying is that these test scores were taken just around the time they set up their new system-wide reading program. So they have a whole new program, new curriculum that's standardized across the district. And they're very hopeful that this is going to have an impact on reading and that we'll see improvement in test scores to come. So we'll see.
Well, if there isn't improvement, what about this new bill that Governor Walker just signed on Wednesday that can allow student test scores to be used as a reason to fire a teacher? Are we looking at possibly citywide firings of MPS teachers because of test scores?
Well, I think that can certainly have an impact, not just in the city, but statewide. But, you know, I think MPS has a particularly difficult situation in terms of you're talking about teaching some of the hardest students to teach in the state. I wouldn't think just the performance on standardized test scores would ever be used to throw someone out of the job, but who knows? I mean, they certainly will have more flexibility to do so.
Another big story this last week, also related to education, the results of voting by teachers' unions showed that a large number voted to recertify.
Yes. Under the new law that was passed this year, union members have to vote to recertify their unions each year. Each year, they must sort of re-choose to be a union. And 177 of 266 unions voted to approve this. Now, I should note that under the law, you have to get a majority of all the members of the union, not just a majority of those who vote. And so that makes it much more difficult. I mean, in an average American election, say for president or governor, you never get a majority of all the people. You only get a majority of those who vote. So to get a majority of all the members, that makes it much tougher. And the fact that you had this high percentage of unions that were recertified, that's quite an endorsement of them by their union members.
So do you think this shows unions could maintain some of their power in the state?
Well, not necessarily. For starters, they're going to have to redo this every year, and that could become exhausting. But the other issue is that under the new law, union dues are no longer automatically deducted from your paycheck. The union dues have to be paid voluntarily by members, and some Republicans are already predicting that they're going to have trouble collecting dues.
Do you think they're right?
Well, the problem you have is one of the free rider. you're always going to have some people say, well, even if I like the union, why should I pay these dues? You get enough of those free riders, and then the others start to feel like they're suckers. So honestly, I think it's going to be difficult. They'll need to really work like heck to continue to try to sell people on continuing to pay the dues.
And they're going to have to do that every year.
Exactly.
Well, another big issue this week, a report by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel found a big disparity in traffic stops by the Milwaukee police. And I know this went all over Facebook. I saw this on Twitter. This has been out everywhere.
Yes, a lot of discussion of it. The research found that blacks were 7 times more likely to be stopped than whites, and Hispanics were 5 times more likely than whites to be stopped.
That does not sound good.
It doesn't. But I have to say, here's the curious thing. Even while the department has aggressively increased traffic stops, they've tripled under Chief Flynn, the number of complaints from citizens has gone down, and the NAACP has come out supporting what Flynn is doing.
Why? You'd think that they wouldn't. Why is the NAACP supporting him?
You'd think they'd be up in arms about these disproportionate numbers. But what's happening is that Flynn is aggressively targeting crime in minority neighborhoods. He's putting a lot of beat cops and bicycle cops on the street. They're getting to know the neighborhoods, trying to understand the crime patterns and clamp down on crime. I think people in these neighborhoods are feeling they're getting more help from police, more attention from police than they ever have before.
So the statistics can be looked at in a different way. You don't think the traffic stop data shows any problem then?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. All right.
I think we know that there's racism in American society, and obviously the police aren't free from that. And, you know, I think there are undoubtedly examples of unjustified traffic stops and that fall too hard on minorities. But I still think there's a lot of good news for minorities in terms of how this department is conducting itself and how aggressively they're trying to combat crime in a way that hasn't been done before.
Well, last week also saw a change. This was sort of the end of an era, the death of Jean Lucey, the wife of former Governor Patrick Lucey. She was quite a character.
Yes, sometimes described as a fiery Greek. I remember doing a phone interview with Pat Lucey, and he had to finish some back and forth with his wife before he could get to my question. So they were known to argue.
She also said she was not a tea time dame, which I have to say, I love that comment.
Yeah, it's a great one. I mean, basically, she was saying, you know, she wasn't the sort of stand by her man, you know, that's kind of like Hillary Clinton said at one point. I mean, she did help on campaigns, but she was very outspoken. And one of the funny stories about her was that at one of the Democratic conventions back in Lucey's day, there were people wearing buttons with an acronym that stood for, I've been called an SOB by Jean Lucey.
And they wore it with pride.
Well, I guess, or at least with a sense of humor.
Yeah. She was once quoted as saying, I was ahead of my time in a free spirit, and I guess reporters didn't expect that. And given the time that she was around, they probably didn't.
Well, yeah, I think that there, I do recall some stories that kind of made you wonder about her, but very fascinating person.
Absolutely. One of many that we talk about every week, Bruce Murphy. It is such a pleasure, and we'll catch up next week.
Thanks a lot, Bonnie.
Bruce Murphy is editor at Milwaukee Magazine, and he's Lake Effect Weekend's regular news analyst. Coming up next, how one woman's cells changed the course of medicine. We'll talk with the award-winning author of The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks when Lake Effect Weekend returns on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.